So today I would like to share a very short verse with you.
那今天和大家分享一段很短的一段经文。
So may we turn to the next slide and let's read together in Chinese first and then in English.
好，我们一起先来用先一起用中文来读。罗马书的第十二章的十五节，要与快乐的人一同快乐，与哀哭的人一同哀哭，要彼此同心，不要心高气傲，而要抚救卑微的人，不要自以为聪明。
Let's read in English together. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be wise in your own sight. The next.
总而言之，你们都要同心，彼此体恤，相爱如弟兄，存慈怜谦卑的心。
Let's read the English together again. Finally, all of you, be like-minded, be sympathetic, love one another, be compassionate and humble. All right, I would like to share a verse from Romans chapter 12.
好了，我给大家读的是在罗马书的十二章。
So before I get into the verse, I would like to kind of share the background of this particular chapter.
好了，在开始之前的话，我想给大家先分享一下罗马书第十二章的一些背景的知识。
If you do remember, in the very beginning of Romans chapter 12, it shared about what a relationship a Christian should have with our God.
好了，在罗马书的第十二章一开始的时候，就说明了基督徒和神应该有一个怎么样的关系。
That we all need to be a living sacrifice.To the Lord.
我们都要成为像把自己先当自己的身体当做活祭献上。
And soon followed by the next section, the next slide. That we are the body of Christ.
啊，那下了一个信息的话，就是我们都是基督的身体。
We should know that each one of us, we are uniquely created.
我们必须要知道，我们每一个人都是有不同的特点。
And we should learn how to work together for God's kingdom.
好了，我们要学习怎么样一起的同工，为了神国的缘故。
Then following by a different aspect about Christian living. Next slide.
好，那下面我们要谈的是关于我们基督徒生活的另外一个方面。
It talks about how Christians as individuals should associate one another, what the living conduct we should have.
那下面我们要讨论的就是我们每一个基督徒，我们作为个人的话，我们一起在一起的时候，我们应该互相怎么样的有联络。
And verse 15 talk about Christians should do the following.
那在第十五节我们讲到，我们作为基督徒的话，我们要做如下的一些事情。
It talk about rejoice with those who rejoice.
我们提到说要与快乐的人一同快乐。
Weep with those who weep.
与哀哭的人一同哀哭。
I believe this is a very simple instruction, right?
我想大家可能认为这是一个非常简单的一个命令。
Is it easy?
容不容易？
Or may I ask another question? Is it easy to weep with those who weep versus rejoice with those who rejoice? May I ask which one is easier?
那我想问大家一个问题，是与人同喜更容易呢，还是与人同悲更容易？
Which one is easier? Is it easier to cry with others, or is it easier to laugh with others and rejoice and celebrate with others?
到底是与快乐人同快乐容易，还是与哀哭的人同哀哭容易？
So I would like to sometimes it is easy if we know some family just suffer a great catastrophe, and just the incident like happening in Taiwan, China right now. You know, several family member could just.All of a sudden, they all perished in a very tragic accident.
那有些时候我们可能发现与哀哭人同哀哭比较容易。就像我们刚刚我们看到的，在中国大陆或者在台湾发生这样的事情，也许有些家庭在一夜之间就死亡了。
And we really feel sorry for them. We feel the pain for the family.
我们可能会为他们感到非常的伤心， 因为我们会感受到他们的痛苦。
Or today, one of us who win the Nobel Prize.
啊，那如果或者我们当中今天有一位得了诺贝尔奖的话呢
？I think it is easy for us to rejoice with that person.
啊，那如果是那样的话，我想那也很容易与这个快乐的人一同快乐。
But the problem is, our life usually happen in between with these two extremes.
啊，但是很遗憾的是，我们的生活经常是发生在两个极端事件的中间。
We all have been a student before.
啊，我们都是做过学生的。
So if I give you the following example, perhaps you can appreciate.
啊，如果给你下面这个例子的话，你可能可以了解得更加明白。
Perhaps you just been through a very tough midterm.
啊，也许你刚刚经过了一个非常难的一个期中的考试。
Now the teacher or professor entered the classroom, start to give out the test paper you gave the exam paper.
啊、也许这个时候、啊、教授已经进来他就把你们考试的考卷分发给大家
and once you get the paper you find out you got 80、
啊、那你拿到你的自己的考卷的时候你发现老师、这个教授给你的评分的话是80分
and you look at left side the guy on left side got 65 and he shout for joy hallelujah I pass、
啊、那你看你边上的你发现你边上这个有一个学同学的话得了65分他非常非常的开心
And then you look at right side, the girl who got 98, and she was so upset, and she was crying.
然后你看你的右手边的话，一个女生的话，她得到了98分，但是她还是非常的伤心，在哭泣。
Now let me ask you, is it easy to rejoice with a girl, or you want to feel sorry and sad with the guy who got 60, who rejoice who got 65, or you feel sorry for the girl who got 98?
啊、那这时候我问一下大家你觉得是不是很容易去像跟这个六达六十五分非常开心的人一同开心然后和这个达了九十八分的这个女生她很伤心一样统统伤心呢
But come on, we all have such friends among us, you know, who got 98 who was so upset.、
啊、我想我们都有这样的朋友或者同学啊他们得了九十八分但是还是会非常的伤心。
And someone who got 65, you say, wow, what a great day.、
啊、那我们也有这样的同学得了六十五分的话觉得非常的开心。
Now, if the situation reverse,
啊，但是我们看到这个情形有时候可能会发生转变。
You got 80, and the one next to you got 98, and she shout for joy.
啊，如果另外一个情况的话，就是说，如果你得了80分，你边上的这位得了98分，他感到非常的开心。
And the one you left got 65, and he was very upset.
啊，那边上这位得了65分的，觉得非常的伤心。
How would you feel?
那你会怎么样感受呢？
Are you able to feel them? Are you going to weep with those who weep? Are you going to rejoice with those who rejoice?
你能够体会他们的感受吗？你可以和那些快乐的人一同快乐，或者和这个哀伤的人一起哀伤吗？
What Paul is talking about is not you laugh when other people laugh without any reason.
然后我想保罗在这里说的并不是毫无理由的别人笑你就跟着笑
So other people cry and you cry as well
或者当别人哭的时候你就毫无理由的跟着哭
We need to pay a close attention to the verse the following verse
那我们所要注意的是我们要非常小心我们看看紧接着下一节经文怎么说
Paul say be of the same mind toward one another
保罗在下一节他说到说要彼此同心
And what does it mean be with of the same mind toward one another?
啊，那这个彼此同心，它代表了一个什么样的含义
？The same mind does not mean we need to have come together towards the same goal. We have a project ahead of us, so we need to collaborate and work towards that goal.
啊，那这里讲的同心的话，并不一定意味着是说好像同心协力的去达成某个目标或者某个任务。
The same mind is I'm going to put my mind into that person, so we share the same feeling.
那我想这里讲的同心的话，就是要能够彼此的感同身受，有这样的心境。
So we share the same heartbeat.
我们可以感受到对方的心跳。
So this is a base and foundation of being empathetic to one another.
这就是我们通常说的有同理心的一个基础。
So you are not using your experience and your point of view to judge what the other person is going through.
你就不用你自己的经历，不用你自己的背景去感受别人所经历的。
About 2 months ago, my second uncle diagnosed with a doctor found out there's a shadow in his lung scan.
那就在大概2个月之前。 啊，我的二舅舅他在一做检查的时候，医生发现啊，他的这个肺部有阴影。
The result certainly brings out a concern to the family member, I believe to every one of us.
啊，那我想如果有这样的一个检查的结果的话，对任何一位弟兄姐妹来说，都可能都是一个有顾虑的。
However, because my uncle's brothers, who are also my uncles, two of them died of cancer.
啊，但是
lung cancer.
但是不同，更加重要的是，我二舅他自己有两个弟兄，都死于癌症，而且是肺癌。
And one of them just died just less than half a year ago.
啊，而且其中的一位的话，大概就在不到半年前才去世。
So this type of result brought forth an even greater threat to the family.
啊，那我所以可以想象的话，这样的一个健康的报告，对于二舅舅的家人来说，有着更大的威胁。
So to his particular background, to his particular health history, the family health history, he would have a very unique.Feeling when receiving this diagnosis from the doctor.
啊，所以对于二舅舅来说，因为他自己有这样的一个背景，有这样的一个情形，所以他收到医生的这样的一份诊断的时候，他的心境肯定特别的不一样。
However, so many times we use our own understanding and our experience to judge someone's experience.
啊，但是很多的时候，我们喜欢用我们自己的背景，用我们自己的经历。去判断他人的经历。
We the first generation of American immigrant.
啊，我们是第一代的移民的父母。
I myself is guilty of it.
啊，我自己有时候也会觉得有
And sometimes we feel the education system in America is so easy.
啊，有些时候我们会觉得说，在美国的教育系统好像学生的生活好像非常容易，教育非常简单。
Our children should have.No pressure at all in school.
啊，也许我们会觉得说，我们的小孩子在学校当中应该没有任何的学习压力。
And yet we did not know they are facing a different type of stress and pressure which we have never experienced.
啊，但是我们没有想到的是，他们在学校当中，他们所面对的压力是我们其实从来没有面对过的。
If we don't invest time to study and to understand,
啊，如果我们不花时间用同理心的去学习去了解的话。
We will never understand why they will have such emotional expression after going to school.
啊，我们就没有办法能够了解、能够接纳他们在这些压力之下所可能有的一些反应。
To think as another person, using their experience, is the principle of being empathetic.
啊，当我们用人家的心思去人家的。背景去了解人家的想法的时候，这就是我们所说的用同理心。
It does not mean we agree.
这并不意味着好像我们凡事都要同意。
But rejoice with someone or weep with someone does not mean, not only means we should have an empathetic attitude toward another person.
好，那我想我们说的有同喜或者同悲的这样的一个表现的话。不单单只是指好像对别人有同理心的这样的一个理解。
Furthermore, we should have an emotion just like the other, a sympathy emotion just like the other.
而且更进一步来说的话，我们要有和他人有同理心的这样的一个情绪，要进入到他人的这个情绪当中。
So when we see someone who is rejoicing,
当我们看到有人非常欢喜的时候
，we feel there's a deep happiness inside of us as well.
啊，我们要能够从我们的心中感到由衷的开心。
When we see someone is suffering,
当我们看到有人在经历痛苦的时候
，we want to cry as well.
我们要有同样的从内心当中有要痛哭的。
This is an expression after understand and sharing other people's experience.
啊，这样的一个与人分享快乐或者同担悲伤，是必须在了解人的情况之后。
And also accept an other person's.Emotional expression.
啊，也必须要是也必然是会是在认知或者接纳了他人的这样的情绪之后。
In turn, you tune yourself to have the same type of expression.
啊，当你了解这一切的时候，你就可以改变你自己的心情，能够和他人有同样的情绪。
And you may say, "Hey, George, that's too difficult."
啊，也许你会对我说啊 ，George， 这个真的是太难了。
Perhaps this is for someone who is gifted.
啊，也许这样的一个教导是对那些有恩赐、特别恩赐的人的吧。
Who knows how to do counseling？
啊，这是专门给那些有恩赐知道如何去安慰人的。
Maybe someone is they were born with a sympathetic heart. They know how to talk to someone and to feel someone.
也许有些人他是天生就有这样的一个同情心，所以他天生就知道如何去与人交谈。
However, if you read Romans chapter 12 carefully,
但是如果你读罗马书的十二章很仔细的读的话，
you will realize Paul was talking about all believers should do something like this. This is not a task or the goal for any particular one who is particularly gifted.
如果我们仔细读的话，我们就发现保罗所说的，他是指的所有的信徒，而并不是指那些有特别恩赐的人。
Paul did mention those who can, who is gifted in prophecy, they should prophesy.
保罗的确说到，如果有说预言的恩赐的话，他要说预言。
Those who are gifted in serving, and they should continue to serve.
他也说到说，如果那些有服事的恩赐的，要来服事。
Those who are good in teaching, to encourage, giving, leading, and being merciful, those people, they should continue to use their gift, to develop their gift.
对于那些有教导或者劝勉、分享、带领的恩赐的人，他们应该继续使用他们的恩赐，能够来发展他们的恩赐。
However, rejoice with someone who rejoice, and weep with someone who weep is an instruction and command for all believers.
但是我们看到，与快乐的人一同快乐，与哀哭的人一同哀哭，这是对每一个人的指示。
Peter also mentioned in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 8, he said, finally,all of you be like-minded.
那彼得也在彼得前书的第三章第八节这样说到，总而言之，你们大家都要心思一致。
Again, the like-minded here is not working together to have the same goal to work on particular project.
再一次的强调一下，这里讲的有同心，并不是指好像有一起同心协力去完成某个任务而已。
The like-minded means share the same heartbeat, share the same feeling.
那这里讲的同心的话，就是我们要有那个同样的心跳，我们感受到同样的心跳，有同样的感受。
And Peter continue on say, be sympathetic, love one another, be compassionate and humble.
他继续彼得继续说到，我们要互相同情，相爱如弟兄，心存怜悯，彼此谦卑。
So those instruction, this instruction is so simple and obvious, being told by the Apostle Paul and Apostle Peter.
所以我们看到这样的一个命令的话是非常的清楚明白的，不但是使徒保罗说过，而且使徒彼得也说过。
If that's the case, we should walk into any church and we should see different pocket of people. Some pocket that they are crying, some pocket they are laughing, they are rejoicing, they are weeping. We should see that this should be a very common image in the church.
如果真的是这样，如果大家都做到的话，我想我们到任何一个教会的话，我们肯定会看到教会当中有不同的人，有一群人可能在哀哭，有一群人可能在开心的欢笑。
Do you see that into this church?
但是你在教会当中，你有看到这样的情形吗？
Not so.
我想我们大家都可以说没有看到。
Because people who are hurt or who have something really rejoicing inside, they are afraid to share.
因为我们看到，不论是那些有哀伤的人，或者是有那些有喜乐的人，他们都害怕去与人分享。
Because once we share our emotion, we are expose our vulnerability to others.
因为我们可能会感受到。当我们把我们的情绪向人家分享的时候，我们也就把我们自己容易受到伤害的那一面向人家展示出来。
We are afraid to be criticized.
我们也非常的害怕被人批评指责。
We are afraid to be judged.
我们害怕被人给批判。
If you're getting 98,
如果我们得了98分的话，
you better not showing you are very happy.
你最好就不要能够让人家看到你有多么开心。
Or even worse, don't show to others you feel very sorry for yourself.
也不要向人家来表达你很伤心。
So when we have an emotional expression,
当我们有情绪上的一些表达的时候，
a lot of time we are afraid once people know what we are thinking, we will be inferior than the others. We don't want to be judged.
因为我们在那个时候，我们不希望能够被他人所论断。
We are afraid that people won't accept our emotion.
啊，而且当我们表达我们的内心的感受的时候，我们也很害怕别人不能够接受我们的感受。
So when you are rejoicing, you better hide yourself because you are afraid this might invite jealousy and envy.
啊，所以当我们有喜乐的事情的时候，我们最好能够好像隐藏起来，因为我们害怕会被别人嫉妒。
If there's something bad happened to you, there's a painful thing happened to you, you're afraid to show because you're afraid people may make judgment on you.
啊，所以而且我们当我们有哀伤的事情的时候，我们也不太敢与人分享，因为我们害怕别人有论断我们，别人会说风凉话。
No wonder when I went to a Christian conference.
啊，所以不奇怪的是，当我去一个基督徒的我们一个会议的时候
，A speaker talk about there's a high cancer rate among pastors' wives.
啊，有一个演讲者他就说到啊，在啊牧师就是说在牧师的太太的话，他们得癌症的这个比率比较高。
Because the members say, "You are pastor's wife. How could you feel sad?"
啊，因为也许有人会说啊，你是牧师师母的，你是牧师和师母。你怎么能感到忧伤呢？
Of course, those wives, they are very smart. They know all the Bible inside out.
啊，我想这些师母他们都很聪明，他们也都很熟悉圣经的知识。
So they better put on masquerade and make sure nobody can really see their pain inside.
啊，所以最好他们都想要戴上一个面具，好不让他人看到他们内心当中的痛苦。
And to others who are really willing to pay care and attention to others, they also realize.To have to share the same feeling, to understand others' feeling, is a very risky business.
啊，对于那些愿意去关心他人的人，我们有时也会发现，要去关心他人、去了解他人，也是非常辛苦，容易犯错。
Because we're afraid to make a mistake.
啊，因为我们也很担心会犯错误。
And to be misunderstood by the others.
啊，因此而被人家误解。
So, in order to protect ourselves, let's keep distance to one another.
啊，所以我们要说，为了保护我们自己的话，我们愿意要保持一点距离比较好。
For those people who have been hurt,
啊，对那些已经曾经受过伤害的人
，they are naturally they put on a defense system, so they don't want other people to know them. They are afraid of intimacy.
啊，他们很自然的，他们就要保护自己，他们很害怕与人有亲密关系。
Once people share their feeling, they are afraid they might be losing control.
啊，当他们和别人分享他们的心境的时候，他们就非常担心他们会失去控制对自己的控制。
Or to some people who understand Bible too much, they think sharing their needs to others is a very selfish act.
啊，而且对于那些好像圣经知识非常丰富的人来说，他们也会觉得如果被人家关心。是一个好像很自私的表现。
They feel if I'm being cared by others, I need to pay back.
而且他们可能会觉得，如果我们被人家关心的话，那我是不是一定要回馈出去呢
？From all the reasons from above, they are all very reasonable.
啊，所以我们前面谈的这些理由的话，好像听起来其实好像也很合理。
To have a such intimate conduct in our social life in the church, it requires a great courage and trust.
我们知道，在我们的教会生活当中，我们要有这样的亲密的关系的话，其实的确是需要有非常大的勇气。
And yet, Paul and Peter remind us that we should not have this thought anymore.
啊，那啊，因此保罗和彼得他在指示当，他在告诉我们说，我们应该放胆的去做，而不要有这样的顾虑。
We should not fear.
我们不需要有这样的胆怯。
Because According to Peter, now we are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession.
啊，因为根据彼得他说到，唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民。
We carry a different identity. We no longer live like others on this earth. We are God's people.
因为现在我们已经有了一个不同的身份。我们和周围的人已经完全不同，我们就是属于神的子民。
And Paul said, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by renewing your mind."
啊，保罗也说过，我们不要效法这个世界，我们心意更新而变化。
So Paul is saying, "Change your mind. Don't think this way. Don't be afraid."
啊，就像保罗他说的，你要改变你的心意，我们要能够不要随效法这个世界。
We have a new social code, a social conduct in the body of Christ now.
所以我们在基督的身体当中，我们有一个完全不同的，我们一个不同的一个命令之命。
But we do need to ask a question: Why do Paul and Peter ask us Christians to live like this?
那我们必须要问，为什么保罗和彼得他要我们基督徒如此来生活呢？
Because simply put, this is the teaching of the Scripture.
其实简单的回答，这其实圣就是圣经要教导我们要做的。
In the Old Testament, it has a culture that when someone who is in pain, you better go into that someone's house and cry with that person.
啊，在旧约的文化当中，如果有人有悲哀的话，你最好要去来到这个悲伤的人家中，与他一同哭泣。
When someone receiving a good news for the family, you better go there and celebrate with that family.
而当然有人家里有喜乐的事情的时候，你要到那人家家里去，和他们家一同喜乐。
Remember Luke chapter 1 when Elizabeth had a son?
大家记不记得在路加福音的第一章，当伊丽莎伯她要快有 生产小孩儿子的时候
，Her neighbors and relatives heard the Lord had shown her great mercy, and they shared her joy. They were all very happy for her.
啊，这说到邻里的亲族听见主向她大施怜悯。就和他一同欢乐。
So it is God's desire for us to share one another's feeling.
所以我们看到是神的旨意，他愿意我们能够互相的来分享我们的心情。
Also, this is the teaching of Jesus.
同样的，这也是主耶稣基督给我们的教导。
If you remember, Jesus mentioned three parables in the Gospel of Luke, and they are actually the same. They are telling the same idea.
我们如果大家记得的话，在路加福音当中，主耶稣他说了三个这样的一个比喻，他就三个比喻，他就说的是同样的一个意思。
One is the one who lost sheep.
那第一个是讲到有位失去了羊的人。
And the second one is the lost coin.
那第二个是有失去了钱的。
And the third one is the lost son.
那第三个的话是失去了儿子。
If you read these three parables,carefully, you will find something very interesting.
如果你很仔细地读这三个预言的话，你就发现其实很有意思。
The first one who lost sheep.
第一个失去了羊的。
At the end, the shepherd say, go to his neighbor after he have found the sheep. He says, rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep.
他说他当他找到了羊以后，他这样说，他对他的邻舍说。我失去的羊已经找着了，你们和我一同欢喜吧。
And the second parable, the widow who lost her coin, after she found it, she asked her neighbor and said, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost coin."
那第二个失去钱的那位寡妇，当她找到她失落的钱的时候，她对她的邻舍说，我失落的那块钱已经找着了，你们和我一同欢喜吧。
The same thing, the last parable.
同样的最后一个预言。
The father said to the one of the brothers, say, come and celebrate with me and be glad.
那这个父亲对另外一个弟兄说，你来与我，你我的失去，你这个弟兄你失而复得了，你要同我欢喜快乐。
Because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found right now.
Yeah, 因为你的这个弟兄是死而复活的，失而又得的，所以我们应当欢喜快乐。
Do you know what Jesus was telling us?
你知道在这个地方，主耶稣想要告诉我们什么样的一个信息吗？
Jesus in someone who was lost and now is found, this incident is as important as someone can come and rejoice with him.
那我想主耶稣他在这里想要告诉我们的是。同乐这样的一件事情和失而复得这样一件事情，这两件事情是同样的重要。
They are equally important.
他们同样的重要。
If you remember,
如果你记得的话，
Jesus, the shortest verse in the Bible, which is
在圣经当中最短的一些经文是
，Well, there are actually two places. Jesus wept.
那其实是有两个地方。我们看到这个地方，主耶稣他有哭泣。
Throughout ages, theologians discuss and study and debate what's the reason why Jesus wept.
那在历史上有很多的一些神学方面的讨论，为什么主耶稣会在那里哭泣
？Didn't he know that he's going to make Lazarus come alive again?
知不知道其实难道主耶稣他不知道那个时候他会让拿撒路又复活吗？
Is it because he found out other people have little faith, so he feels disappointed, he feels sorry for them, that's why he shed his tear?
是因为他看到周围的人都缺乏信心，所以他感到非常的伤心吗？
I don't think so.
其实我不这么认为。
I think simply he feels how we feel.
我想他那个时候，他只是用同理心去感受周围的人。
He loves those who love him.
他也爱那些爱他的人。
He does not view people through those theology or from the point of view from heaven.
他不单是好像用一个神学的观念去看待周围的人，他也不是好像用一个从天上的眼光去看待周围的人。
He feels others just like any other human being.
他用他在地上的这个心情、心理去了解、去感受周围的人。
He understands people's helplessness and weakness.
他知道。人的无奈和无助
and limitation.
他也感到人的有限
He feel other people's emotion.
他感受到大家的情绪
Then he cried.
因此他哭了
This is the word became flesh.
这就是我们所说的道成肉身
Some theory, some word, some way become real, become a human and show it to us.
所以就是看到有些真理有些道理他道成的肉身来到世上来为我们显明向我们显明
If our God our creator and remember our feeling
如果我们的神我们的造物主他能够感受到我们的内心的话
How about us who are servants to others
那我们作为服侍的人的话我们该怎么样呢
Of course we should also remember other people's feeling
当然我们也同样的去能够了解感受他人的心理
Another reason why we need to sense other people's emotion and feel for them
那另外一个我们看看为什么这个我们要能够感受他人的感受
So the person won't feel lonely He will have a sense of belonging
因为当我们这样做的时候当事人的话就不会有孤单他有一种归属感
The person will feel a sense of being in a family You know, there's a yearning inside of everyone to be part of a group.
所以当事人的话，他就可以有种有家的感觉。我们知道每一个人，他心中都有一个这样的渴望，渴望属于一个大家庭。
They want to be supported, and by those who understand them.
我们都希望得到那些了解我们的人的支持。
You know, it is a big burden for me each year, to go to mission trip.
其实坦率地说其实每年我要去短宣的话对我来说也是一个负担。
Because our family, we need to plan around my schedule.
因为我的家庭要为了这样的一个短宣要有很多的一些时间方面的计划安排。
And this year I was so fortunate, my wife was able to come with me.
今年我真的是非常的高兴我的太太也和我一起去。
And I truly don't know how much contribution she has added to the mission work we have done there.
我不知道她的这个当在我们短宣的时候的帮助在什么地方。
Because I'm not in the same class as hers.
因为我跟她其实并不在一个班教课。
However, she said one thing to me.
但是她对我说了一句这样的话。
She said after the first week, she said to me, "Now I understand."Why you want to come to mission every year?
一个星期以后，他对我说了一句这样的话。他说：“现在我明白你为什么每年都想要去短宣。”
You know this word make everything worthwhile.
他说的这句话让我觉得我所有的一些努力都更加的有意义。
I don't care how much effort she was able to contribute to the mission.
其实我并不管说他在另外一个班上，他为这个短宣做了多少的事情。
But she recognized my feeling.
但是她能够感受到我的感受。
And she can identify my yearning to keep on going to the mission.
她能够看到，能够明白我为什么每年都渴望要去短宣。
I have been recognized. I have been confirmed.
我被人家认同了。
Let me ask you. Do you think whether the disciples keep watch?When Jesus was praying in Gethsemane, will make a difference. Versus they were sleeping.
我问大家的一个问题：当耶稣在客西马利园祷告的时候，他的门徒是祷告还是不祷告？是祷告还是在睡觉？有什么差别吗
either they stayed there and watched with Jesus, or they went to sleep. Would that make any difference to his ministry?
啊，如果他们他的门徒在那边看着主耶稣祷告，或者他们离开去睡觉的话，对主耶稣的侍奉有任何的差别吗？
Let's say if they pray.
让我们来说，如果他们祷告的话，
Would that make the crucifixion any less painful?
啊，那能不能会不会让主耶稣上十字架上的痛苦减轻呢？
Let's say if they don't pray.
啊，我们说如果他们不祷告的话，
Jesus, we know he's destined to go to cross anyway.
啊，我们知道不论如何，主耶稣他总是会要去上十字架被钉死。
And why Jesus asked them to stay awake and keep watch then?
啊，那所以我们就很好奇，为什么主耶稣在那个时候要他的门徒来要警醒祷告呢？
What I can see is even Jesus yearning.To have someone to share his feeling.
啊，我想在那个时候，我看到的是主耶稣，即使是像主耶稣这样的，他也需要，他有心中有渴望，有朋友能够在分担他的心里的负担。
How about us?
那我们是不是何况你我
们
是不是一样呢？
Don't we need other people to share our feeling as well?
我们是不是也需要有他人来分担我们的内心的负担呢？
Why should we have a concept who someone who is godly, who is pious, will have a stone face who has no feeling and no sense.
啊，我们难道我们希望看到一个好像很圣洁的人，但是给我们看到的只是一个板着的面孔，没有任何的感受感情吗？
We need someone who can laugh, who can cry with us when we go through the valley and when we go to the mountain top.
啊，我们需要的是一个可以跟我们同喜同悲，当我们人生经过高山和低谷的时候，有同喜同悲的人跟我们在一起。
And the reason why Paul asks us that we should weep or rejoice with others because it brings healing.
啊，另外一个原因保罗要我们与人同喜同悲的是，因为同喜同悲可以带来医治。
Do you know there was a girl in Colorado who was banned from school after she shaved her head?To support a cancer-suffering student.
啊，你知道吗？在科罗拉多州有一个学校，有一个女孩子，她为了一个得癌症的同学的缘故来剃头。
To show her love and support for her cancer-suffering friend, she shaved her head, and because of that, she was banned from going to school.
啊，因为她要为了对她的一个得癌症的同学来表达她的支持的话，她把她自己的头也剃掉了。但是因为她剃了头，结果就不允许再去参加进入学校。
So we better ask a question.
啊，那这时候我们应该要问这样的一个问题。
Was her doing any worthwhile to do such thing? Is it stupid? Does it make any effect to the cancer suffering student?
啊，他把他的头剃掉的话，这样的一个行为有任何的意义吗？还是其实只是一个很愚蠢的行为呢？
Does it mean anything? Would it help the person to recover?
啊，你觉得他把他的头发剃掉，对于那个得癌症的同学来说，能够帮助那个得癌症同学的恢复吗？
You know what's the answer?
你知道答案是什么吗？
The answer is yes.
答案是是的，会有帮助。
According to the study,
根据一些研究，
when a person feels he has been supported,
当有人他感到他被得到支持的时候，
when a person realizes the others do want to be his friend and to or her friend to be with her to walk with her, her immune system or his immune system will increase. He will be healthier. He is able to fight the battle.
啊，当有人他如果知道有人愿意作为他成为他的朋友，愿意与他同行的话，他的身体当中的免疫系统会加强，他能够战胜疾病的机会就会增加。
And another study shows loneliness is as deadly as being a smoker.
啊，那也有研究表明，如果是内心感到非常孤独的话，它所带来的那个负面的影响，甚至比吸烟还带来的影响还要大。
And therefore, when the girl shaved her head.
所以当这个女同学，她女孩子她把头发给剃掉的时候。
And she said, "I want to feel how you feel. I'm part of you."
她说，她想说，我要。
I'm part of your emotion.
我要能感受到你的感受。
I will walk through this valley with you.
我要和你一起经过这个幽谷。
Because of the friendship, it brings joy to the other person.
啊，因为他们这样的一个感情，因为他们这样的一个关系。一个这样的友情能够给那个得癌症的同学带来很多的安慰。
And joy is always the best medicine for us.
啊，我们也知道喜乐的心是良药。
Because we are emotional beings.
啊，因为我们都是有情感的 动物。
A lot of time we cry or laugh, it's not because there is some rational issue that causes us to laugh or cry.
有些时候我们不论是哭泣或者是欢欣的话，其实并不一定是有一个什么理性的原因或者原因。
It may have nothing to do with any material need.
有些时候可能跟任何物质方面的需要也没关系。
But this is a matter of emotion.
这只是我们的一个情感的一个问题。
Because of the fellowship of emotion, it helps us to bond together.
因为我们有这样的一个情感的交流，可以让我们能够更紧密的连接在一起。
When one is agreeing to accept one the other person's feeling,
就当我们能够愿意接受他人的感受的时候，
the person feels he is being accepted. He feels someone is respecting him or her.
对方就能感到自己被接受、被尊重。
And then there's a deep fellowship will come forth.
所以在他们当中就可以有一个更深的一个紧密的关系。
When you weep together and you laugh together, this works as a bonding adhesive to people's relationship.
所以当我们同喜同悲的时候，也就是可以成为我们这个关系加强的一个粘胶一样。
Maybe from outside it looks like it didn't bring any realistic help to the situation.
也许从也许从外面来说，好像我们看不到有任何实质上的影响。
But this process of fellowship, edifying our spirit, is much more so than we can imagine.
但是在我们这种关系的这样的一个紧密，可以对我们自己的造就的话，超出我们的想象。
This year we went to the mission place, and all of us, 37 mission members, were one day we were hosted by a local family.
那这次我们去短宣的时候，我们去短宣有37位弟兄姐妹，我们有一个家庭能够来招待了我们。
The family treat 37 of us for dinner.
这个大的家庭的话。这个家庭他招待了我们37位人弟兄姐妹有吃晚饭。
I was fortunate to talk to the leader, the elder of the family, who happened to be an elderly mom.
那我就有幸的去和这个家庭这个大家长，就是一位母亲，有个这样的交谈。
I talked to her, say, "Wow, I really admire how you brought up your children."
我对她说我真的是非常的钦佩你，你如何把你的孩子教养的这么好。
You brought up four children, they all have their own family, they all have children, they are all serving in the church.
你有这么好的四个小孩子，他们都有自己建了自己家庭，而且每个家庭的成员，他们都热心的、专心的侍奉主。
They are deacons, elders, and Sunday school teachers.
他们有些可能是执事，有些是长老，有些是主日学的老师。
And they work closely with other co-workers.
他们和弟兄姐妹和同工彼此紧密的搭配。
And I ask her, how did you do it?
我就问她说，你是怎么样做到这一点的？
And she told me a few decades ago, something happened to her family.
她就告诉了我说，大概在几十年前，有一件在她家中发生的事情。
And one day when there's a typhoon, the electric wire fell on the ground.
那就在几十年前，有一天刮着台风，电线断了，掉在地上。
I forgot it's either her husband or her husband's mom was electrocuted right there in the house.
那我不记得到底是她的丈夫还是她的婆婆就被这个打断的这个电线触电触到了。
And immediately, another person tried to rescue the other, and both of them were electrocuted right in front of their face.
那另外一位的话就急着去救，结果两个人呢同时就触电在他们面前。
They are the two main support for the family.
他们两位是这个家庭的两个主要的支柱。
At the time, all the Christians, all the believers among the neighborhood heard about this news.
在那个时候，那里的基督徒他们的弟兄姐妹都听到了这个不幸的消息。
They have done something wonderful.
他们做了一些很奇妙的事情。
They just go to her house and cry with her every single day.
他们听到这样的消息，就到他们的家中，天天的陪着他们一起悲伤流泪。
And this has been going on for weeks.
而且这样的事情不是一天两天，而是有几个星期。
And finally, they start Bible study in the house.
就在那以后，他们在他们家中成立了查经班。
And soon this family opened their house for God's servant, the preachers, to stay.
也就在那个时候，他把他们家开放给弟兄姐妹，给传道人。
Soon all the family members become the support, the main support and leaders of the church.
啊，所以这些他家的这些家里的家人的话，慢慢的都成为了教会当中的领袖，主要的同工。
How did they start this?
他们如何开始这一切的呢？
Because someone who are willing to weep with them.
是因为有人愿意与他们同悲。
A true sympathy and empathy.
一个真实的一个感情。
Means a deep communication with the true condition of our hearts.
也就是我们在内心当中有一个真实的一个交流。
Only when we recognize another person's emotion.
也只有当我们能够认知到别人的内心的感受的时候。
Only the other person feel he or she has been accepted.
也只有当对方感受到他们被接纳的时候。
Only then we can enlighten them with God's word.
也只有在那个时候我们才能用神的话语来光照他们。
And we need to be humble to recognize other people's emotion first.
我们必须要谦卑，我们要能够了解到他人心中的需要。
We need to deal with the emotional issue before anything else.
我们要现在能够来处理了解他人的内心的感受。
And here comes, how should we do it?
现在也许大家会问，我们该如何去做呢？
And Paul reminds us first in the beginning of chapter 12, Romans chapter 12.
保罗告诉我们他在罗马书的第十二章一开始就告诉我们说，
say, be a living sacrifice.
他说我们要把自己放在祭坛上当作活祭，
be selfless.
要完全的无私无我。
Go back to the example I mentioned earlier.
回到我前面讲的一个例子。
When you see someone who got 98, when you see someone who got 65,
当你看到有人得98分，有人得65分的时候，
please temporarily forget you got 80.
在那个时候你要忘记你自己得的是80。
You only care the other person's emotion due to the score or the grade the person is having.
所以你要做的就是要能够感受到大家，感受到对方他们的心境，他们得到98分的心境，得到65分的心境。
And how should we practice this?
那我们要怎么样的去能够自己来学习怎么样去做呢？
I think the easiest way is to begin with our own family member.
那我想最容易的就是我们先从我们自己家人开始做起。
Our spouse.
也许我们的
，our children, our parents,
也可能是我们的父母亲，也可能是我们的孩子。
Only then we know how to practice and become our living style, lifestyle when we go outside of the family.
只有在那个时候，我们才知道怎么样的能够在我们的生命当中来行出来，成为我们生命的见证。
Let us not try to keep distance with one another.
让我们不要刻意，让我们不要再保持人与人之间的距离。
Try not to have envy toward one another. That's the command of the Old Testament.
在旧约当中说，我们要能够彼此的能够
不要嫉妒。But in the New Testament, we need to have a concept. Now we are one family.
但在新约当中，我们要有一个新的一个这样的概念，因为我们是一家。
If your brother or sister got 98, would you really care because her grade is different from yours?
如果你的弟兄你的姐妹得了98分的话，你会不会有什么不同的感受呢？你会觉得说他跟我的分数不一样，会有什么不同的感受吗？
It's the same family.
我们是同样的一个家。
And the other thing is we can ask if we don't know other people's emotion.
那另外一个方面，我们可以去问，如果我们不了解他人的心内心的话，
You will find out Jesus, a lot of times Jesus do something it seems ridiculous in our mind.
有些时候我们看到主耶稣他做的一些事情，在我们脑袋里面想的时候，可能会觉得好像非常的好笑。
Oftentimes Jesus ask, "Do you want to be healed?"
有些时候我们看到主耶稣他就问人说，你愿不愿意得到医治？
Actually, Jesus is trying to use their own answer, try to bring a full healing to them.
我们知道在这个时候，主耶稣他做的其实是想用接种别人的这样的回答，能够来带出医治。
As to us, who we have no power of prophecy, we also need to ask for the reason that because we don't know.
其实我们都没有这样的一个预言的这样的一个能力，所以我们要那个来向人家来问，我们可以问到大家内心的问题。
Ask about how other people feel.
我们要能够来问别人的内心是怎么样的感受。
Perhaps from your asking, you will find out.The reason why so-and-so have such emotional expression is because perhaps the trouble of the relationship?
也许当你经过询问的时候，你可能就会了解到，当他内心中有困难的时候，有问题的时候，有伤心的时候，是因为可能他遇到了情感方面的挫折。
Is it financial trouble? Were children not doing well in school?
也可能是他们遇到了财务方面的问题，也可能是因为小孩子的学业不好。
Or there's a family issue.
啊，或者是家庭有什么
问题。Or there's some family hurt long ago.
啊，也许是可能是很早以前还儿童的时候的受到的一些伤害。
A student asked me.
有学生问我说
，Can Christian have tattoo?
啊，作为一个基督徒来说，可不可以有刺青呢
？How would you answer?
啊，你会怎么样去回答？
If a student come to you, a teenager come to you, say, "Can Christian have tattoo?"
啊，如果有个年轻人，有个学生来问你，基督徒可不可以有刺青
？Do you know how I answer?
啊，你知道我是怎么回答的吗
？I say, "Why you ask?"
啊，我回答说，你为什么会问这个问题
？And you know what? Afterwards, he brought out a much deep story inside of him.He never shared to anyone else.
你知道吗？当我问他这样的问题的时候，就带出了一个很多的他内心的感受，而且他这样的感受以前从来没有跟别人分享过。
Peter and Paul told us, if we want to share other people's feeling, we need to be humble.
保罗和彼得说，如果我们要能够感受他人的感受的话，我们要谦卑自己。
Don't we think we know it all? We don't.
不要自作聪明，认为我们知道一切。
We need to spend time to listen to them.
我们要花时间来倾听别人。
Don't never be wise in our own sight.
我们不要能够好像都觉得自己很聪明。
Because other people can sense right away you are treating them inferior than you were, than you.
啊，因为人家会感受到，在你的心中，你把人看的比把他人看得低的。
So let us not make sure we don't deny people's emotion.
所以我们一定要做到的是不要否认他人的情绪。
We need to accept their emotion.
我们要接受他们的情绪。
And feel for them, then we have communication afterwards.
我们要能够感受他们的情绪，了解他们的情绪，这样我们就可以有些交通。
It does not mean we agree with them.
这并不是说好像我们要能够完全的同意别人的感受。
But we need to respect people's emotion. The reason why people will have such emotion, there must be a reason, and we need to learn.
啊，我们必须要能够接受到尊重别人的感受，因为别人有这样的感受，一定是有原因的。我们要能够学习人家为什么会有这样的感受。
Because this is how Jesus treats us.
因为这就是主耶稣他对的怎么样的对待我们。
Remember how Jesus turned water into wine in a wedding banquet?
啊，你还记得吗？在婚宴当中，主耶稣把水变成酒。
You know, if today Jesus performed the same, he will be criticized.
啊，你知道吗？如果今天主耶稣在干同样的事情的话，他会被批评的。
Hey, is this truly necessary for ministry?
也许他会被批评说，哇，这个对侍奉来说是真的有这样的必要吗？
They are just having a party, and they did have wine. But now, after 4 days of enjoying wine, now they ran out. Why do you perform miracle for them?
他们不过只是好像在有一个这样的宴会而已，而且他们已经喝了4天的酒。他们曾经其实有酒的。为了这样的一个事情，你为什么要能够行奇迹呢
？Because Jesus cared for them.
原因是
He understands the urgency from their point of view.
主耶稣能够感受到他们的内心的感受，能够知道他们的心里的急迫。
When someone who is suffering disease or someone feel painful,
当有人有疾病的时候
，let us not too quick to jump conclusion and teach them say you have to find which doctors and you need to what do such and such exercise.
我们切记不要自以为聪明的，很快的急着用自己的经验去告诉他说：“啊，你要做这个做那个，你要去找什么医生。”
Because we are treating that person from my experience, so I want to teach that person to do certain thing.
啊，因为那样做的时候，我们就是把我们自己的一个经验或者理性加在人的身上，我们要想教导人家怎么做。
Of course, we need to do that, but that's after we share the emotion.
啊，是的，我们当然是要做这样的事情，但是这样的事情应该是在我们能够先分享，能够先感受到人家内心的感受以后才进行。
Because there might be more to the story why the person is suffering a particular pain.
啊，因为可能有更多的原因，为什么这个人有这样的一些痛苦的感受。
We need to ask, we need to spend time, and we need to cry or laugh with the person.
我们需要询问，啊，我们需要能够了解，我们需要和他同喜同悲。
May we bring this as a lifestyle to our day-to-day conduct.
啊，我们要把这个和人同喜同悲当做我们一个处事的态度。
This is not a skill.
这不是好像一个技巧而已。
But rather the word become flesh.
这其实就是我们所说的道成肉身。
Flesh means Jesus become inferior and humbled himself so he can feel what we feel.
我们讲的道成肉身，其实也就是主耶稣他谦卑自己，降世为人，成为我们的一中间，来到我们的当中，能够感受我们的感受，感受我们的痛苦，感受我们的喜乐。
Today is a time we share God's Holy Communion.
今天是我们来一起来分享主餐的日子。
On the day when Jesus was betrayed,
当主耶稣被卖的那一日，
He took the bread.
他拿起饼来，
And he said to his disciples,
他对他的门徒说，
This is my body.
这是我的身体，
Which has been broken for you.
啊，为你们舍的。
It means.
它代表的这样的意思。
We are all actually connected as one body.
我们所有的弟兄姐妹，我们都是连接在一起，是一个身体。
We should feel other people's emotion and pain.
我们要能够感受到他人的感情，能感受他人的感受和痛苦。
And let us not quick to judge.
让我们不要太快的去论断。
But truly sense others.
而是要真实的能够感受他人。
Then we are connected as brothers and sisters.In God's family.
只有这样的话，我们弟兄姐妹才在主的家中能够合而为一。
And later on, Jesus took the cup.
接下来，主耶稣拿起杯来。
He said, "This is my blood."
他说：“这是我的宝血，我的血。
Which has been shed for you.
为你们洒的。
And from now on, our life have been transformed.
从今以后，我们的生命得到了改变。
Our sins have been washed away.
我们的罪被洗净。
And now we have a blood in us. That is the blood of Christ in us.
所以在我们的内心当中，在我们的生命当中，我们有了主耶稣的宝血。
With his life, his attitude, his view of things.
我们有他的生命，有他的态度，有他的对世界上的看法，在我们的心中。
And we need to learn from him to be humble like him.
我们要向他学习，我们要像他一样的谦卑自己。
May we spend a moment and meditate.
让我们有些默想的时间。
Then may I ask the praise team to play a hymn to be ready for the Holy Communion.
我们可以请赞美团队有些诗歌。